Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Friday, November 7th. I'm Megan Lynch. The air traffic cuts at major U.S. airports are taking effect. What's the impact on St. Louis? KMOX's Michael Calhoun takes a look.
Lambert Airport is not directly impacted by this. St. Louis is not on the list of airports where the FAA is trimming traffic, but that doesn't mean there isn't a spillover effect. First of all, if you've got somebody who's flying in from one of these airports, they could be delayed. Also, flights out, we're seeing on the big board, are delayed to some of these impacted airports. But there could be a more indirect impact as well, because passengers who might be slated to fly to Florida but connect through Atlanta, and that flight is one of those that gets cut, they could be redirected, especially if they're on Southwest, which has a connection point in St. Louis. They could be redirected to a flight that goes through St. Louis and still gets them to their ultimate destination. That takes up seats, means flights leaving St. Louis could be more full.
A direct flight launching between St. Louis and London next spring, coming at the perfect time.
There's Route 66 and also America 250 and FIFA. Let's not forget, yeah, FIFA. So there's a lot that is going to bring kind of once in a lifetime attention to the United States generally and St. Louis specifically.
Kat Neville of Explore St. Louis tells KMOX a St. Louis delegation is traveling to London next month to lay the foundation for messages aimed to make St. Louis more than a stopover. Attorney General Catherine Hanaway adding another count to her lawsuit to oust St. Louis Sheriff Alfred Montgomery. The new charge claims Montgomery has forfeited his office because he's currently in federal jail and unable to perform his duties. The new accusation joins a long list of previous allegations, including misusing tax taxpayer money to transport his children and illegally handcuffing a city jail official. A judge has already temporarily removed Montgomery from office. A block on Snapchat leads to felony charges against an 18-year-old Mizzou freshman. According to the probable cause statement, Maxwell Warren confronted another student who had blocked him on the social media app and demanded he be added back. He was, but he allegedly in late October returned to the victim's dorm and strangled the person to unconsciousness. In another case, a witness reported seeing Warren assault a woman near a parking garage. He's been banned from campus and has a bond hearing set for Monday. The city of Kinloch that borders Lambert Airport has been plagued by illegal dumping for years, drawing a regional approach to clean up the city in August. As part of the cleanup effort, the St. Louis County Police Department assigned Graham Heideman to patrol the city daily to prevent further dumping. He tells KMOX since that time, he's seen progress.
Absolutely. I mean, the biggest thing is the overall health of the community and the happiness of the residents. You can see when we're out here doing these cleanups, when we're making a difference, we're making a visible difference. The residents are much happier because they're the ones that have to live with this every day.
We'll have more on the story coming up at 8:24. Missouri plans to issue partial November SNAP payments.
The Missouri Department of Social Services says it has received official guidance from the federal government allowing partial funding to issue November food stamp benefits. The agency says it is working with its vendor to distribute benefits quickly and will share more details as they are made available. How much Missouri families will be getting is unknown. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
St. Louis County Executive Sam Page sticking by his embattled health director.
The job Dr. Kanika Cunningham has done operating the St. Louis County Animal Care and Control Shelter has drawn scrutiny, with the County Council voting no confidence in her at their last meeting. Despite that vote, County Executive Page remains firm in supporting her.
She's transformed the Animal Care and Control and Pet Adoption Center. It's a lot better than it's ever been. And we're pretty happy with their progress.
Page says the main issue is the shelter remains underfunded. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
From the business desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com. It's slow going in the Delmar Maker District after the May tornado's direct hit. Hustle Hospitality CEO Danny Eichenhorst says some of the businesses aren't going to reopen. Her Fountain on Delmar and Steve's Hot Dogs are open. However,
we're about 30 to 50% under what it takes to keep our doors open. We are effectively taking a loss every day that we open our business, but we're trying to hold on because we saw a vision for this neighborhood and we really want to see that happen.
A fundraiser this summer raised about $100,000 for some of the business owners. They're kicking off Dollars for Del Mar in December, although people can contribute online right now.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.